This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy 94.9, Friday morning show with Leo. Between them, my next guests have starred in hit musicals such as Rock of Ages, Grease Once, and Miss Saigon. Together, they are currently starring in the production Rocky Horror Show with Craig McLaughlin and the legendary Bert Newton. Welcome back to Joy, Stephen May and Amy LaPalma.
Hello.
Hi.
This time, Amy, you are a Melbourne girl.
I am. Well, I'm actually a Geelong girl. Originally. But yeah, I've lived in Melbourne.
And Stephen's from Sydney.
Yeah.
Right. How are you coping with the cold Melbourne weather, Stephen?
I knew that it was going to happen. I think every time you come to Melbourne, you go, right, I've packed every single suitcase full of jackets. But no, it's pretty cold at the moment.
Because it's getting that cold snap's happening like Saturday, I believe, next week.
I wish they didn't tell us. It's just now it's like Armageddon's coming.
What's it like for you guys as performers, if you've got a cold and having to perform, how do you get through that?
Well, lots of
steam. Do you have like a backing?
We do have understudies who are wonderful and there if we can't do our job. But lots of steam is probably the
steam's good.
Steam's good. Yeah.
Vicks.
Vicks sometimes. Mm. Vicks on the feet if you've got a cold. I've heard that's good. I don't know. Stephen is kind of the king of the medicinal kind of solutions. You kind of go down to Chinatown and he comes back with some amazing things.
Watermelon, if you have a sore throat, watermelon dust. There are these little lozenges you can get what happens with the sore throat, if you heat it up, it will keep being sore, but if you cool it down, and watermelon dust does the trick.
Because I've been having vocal zone lozenges.
I've heard about these.
Yeah.
I've never had one, but I've heard about them.
I'll give you one in a minute.
Oh, amazing.
Now, Stephen, you trained at WEPA.
Yeah.
In WA.
Mm-hmm.
How was that for you, and how did that bring you through to now? What was your learning experience through that?
Look, to be honest, it was probably the best decision I made to be able to open all the doors to get into the industry, because coming from the Northern Beaches in Sydney, no one was really like, who are you, where are you from? And I didn't even know about WAPA. It was other people that went there and suggested, hey, you should go and do this music theatre course. And I'm so lucky that I did, because I got my agent out of it, and I also got an audition for Miss Saigon, which was my first professional show. So it was a really great experience.
Amy, you tried out for WAPA twice.
Yep.
And they said no.
Yep.
I bet you they are kicking themselves now.
I don't know. I think when you audition for things like Eddie audition that I go to now, some days you're on and some days you're off. And I think that I probably wasn't in the right mind frame or whatever it was when I went for those shows, but went for those since then. Yeah. I mean, you know, hindsight's a beautiful thing, but I've found my own path in a different way. And I'm kind of quite thankful for that.
And back in the day, you auditioned for Idol.
I did.
The first season. And you auditioned three times, I believe.
No, I only auditioned once. But I was 17. I was when I was in year 12. It was the first season. And I actually got through to the judges round, and Dicko told me that I was 17 going on 45 because I said that my idol was Julie Andrews.
Aww.
And now you're playing her in Sound of Music.
Yeah, I'm playing Maria. So, you know, what are you going to do? Like, dreams can come true.
That's amazing. That's a great story. I mean, have you seen them since then?
No, I haven't. No. I have to thank him for it, really.
And all these auditions that you've done and people have said no, and then you've had the career in music theatre and now you're actually going to play Maria. That's awesome.
I think I'm very stubborn.
So, buggy you guys. And that's Stephen, you were cast in Jersey Boys in 2009. You got to meet Frankie Valli.
I did.
There must have been a bit of a moment.
It was incredible. I don't think there's a lot of shows that you can do where you're going to meet the actual person that you're playing. I met Bob Gaudio as well. And then hearing that iconic voice for so many years growing up, going, like, where's that from? Then putting all the pieces together to go, oh, my God, that's Frankie Valli that sings the song in Grease at the beginning of the film. Yeah. And for years you'd be going, yeah, of course it is. It was one of those pinch moments. And also doing Rocky Horror Show and you've seen Richard O'Brien come in. You probably might talk about that later, but that's another one of those moments where you're like, how is this happening to me right now? So it's awesome. I don't know what else to say about it.
And I guess our audience remember you from I Will Survive, the TV show, the reality TV show, because that was a show to find the next star for Priscilla. And you were in a frock and heels and everything?
I did the whole bit. And I swore I would never do it again. But 8 shows a week, I'm still doing it. That, again, was probably one of the best sort of eye-openers. Obviously, wearing heels and dress and doing a full face of makeup is something that I don't do every day. But that determination and, you know, the being in that kind of competition, where I made some really great friends, but also saw some amazing places in Australia. It was great.
Amy, you were in Once.
Yes.
Which I didn't see last year?
Yes.
Last year, I didn't see it. You were actually nominated. You were actually for this year's Helpman Award.
I am,
for
yeah.
Best Supporting Female in the musical.
Yeah.
Congrats on that, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah. Once was pretty magical, I guess is the kind of best word I can use for that show. It was a really unusual musical. It's a show that all of the actors on stage play the instruments. There's no separate band. Everybody kind of, the music really is integrated into the play as it is, and the story, and it kind of weaves in and out. And so the cast never leave the stage. They're either in the action or they're to the side and kind of creating the music. So
really intimate. And
it was really an amazing experience, and we're lucky enough to be performing at the Helpmans, so we get to kind of put the band back together.
Was it room to sort of go off the script a bit?
No.
Right. Okay.
Although that said, in the first 20 minutes of the show, the audience could come up on stage and have a drink on the bar, because it was set in the bar.
Fabulous.
And we were all playing and kind of riffing and jamming, and we, you know, the songs were set, but within that we had a little bit more freedom, and we did record a few YouTube covers that we kind of created ourselves, which were definitely riffs on a theme. So that was kind of an extended experience of the show.
Mariah Carey's Christmas song.
Yeah, we did that. Yeah, and we did Stairway to Heaven as well.
Stephen, you were in a parody for 50 Shades of Grey.
Yes.
Was it in Brisbane?
It was in Brisbane, yeah, at the 12th Night
Theatre.
This
is before the movie came out, obviously.
Before the movie came out.
So you only had the book to sort of go by. So with the whole research, and what was just the play about, first of all? Bit of a mistake.
Well, tell us about your research, Stephen.
Well, let's talk
what was in your room, Stephen, in your playroom.
I think as soon as you say spank 50 Shades of Grey parody, it's everything that you just thought. But it was taking the Mickey out of the book, and sort of it was their interpretation of what the character was. The Christian Grey character is very much like Batman. He has everything, so all the tools. So I had a spaceship that was made out of a blow up pool. Cut the bottom out of it, and it was strapped on by fishing wire, and we sort of hovered around the stage. I did a burlesque male dance, and I went down to my underwear, and I was wearing Batman underwear, and it said POW on the back on my bottom.
On a pole?
No pole. No, right. I was more Magic Mike. I wish I was as cut as Channing Tatum kind of style. It was very goofy. It was very funny. Caitlin Berry was hysterical, and Rebecca Deonna Numo was the she was the writer, and it was her narrating the whole show as it went along. So it was very funny. We're really sad it didn't come to Melbourne.
My special guests this morning on the Friday morning show are Stephen May and Amy LaPalma, who play Brad and Janet in Rocky Horror. Talking about that next, but Stephen, just for you, we're going to play the track from 50 Shades of Grey. This is Ellie Goulding. Yon Joy. My special guests in studio this morning are Stephen May and Amy LaPalma. They play Brad and Janet in the Rocky Horror Show. Welcome, guys. Thanks for sticking around. Now, Amy, you've done some TV work.
Yeah, bits and pieces here and there.
Bit of Winners and Losers, House Husbands.
Yeah, very little bit of House Husbands and Time of Our Lives as well, which is, yes, good fun.
I'd like to see you on Housewives, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Real Housewives?
The Real Housewives of Melbourne.
From Geelong.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
From Geelong.
From G-Town. From G-Troit.
Could you imagine?
Oh. I can.
The controversy.
I can.
I mean, do you guys like doing TV or theatre? What's the preference? I guess they're both different, right?
They're very different. It's hard to have a preference because they... I don't know. As you say, it's nice work if you can get it. We sort of, you know, we're very lucky to get any kind of work, and you sort of... You have to be quite specific as well. When you're going for musical theatre, you need to be in good voice, you know, certain fitness and all that kind of stuff. And then for television, it's kind of a whole other level of focus that you need in your performances. You've got to pair it right back, and you need to really have a kind of a different gear. So it's sort of hard to keep both those gears going at the same time.
I think that's why most TV actors go into theatre, because it sort of sharpens their senses a bit.
Well, yeah, perhaps.
I think, and also the audience reaction with making TV and film. I haven't made a lot of it, but, you know, you don't know if the performance is, you know, kind of that sort of...
Instant gratification.
That's what I was going to say. Good, thank you for that.
It's all right.
Now, Stephen, you played Kaniki in Greece.
Yeah.
And what a cool role.
Awesome.
A hickey from Kaniki.
Yeah.
It's like a Hallmark card.
A Hallmark card. Yeah. Is it a trademark in the film? I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Maybe not.
It wasn't in the play, which I was really upset about, but it was a killer role. Grease Lightning on top
that
of a car
last year,
and a T-Bird jacket. I thought I was the coolest kid for about 18 months.
And you got to play Danny Zuko in Singapore.
Yeah.
So you've done both.
I was the understudy for Rob when we were touring around Australia. Yep. For Rob Mills, yeah. And then being able to play the roles, that was great too. I never auditioning for the show, I was like, there is no way that I'm going to get cast in this show. It's a dancer's role. And then I was playing Kaniki, and I thought, wow, I'm actually doing this. And Rob Mills was playing Danny. And then when I got the chance, I was like, yeah, I can do this. Why not?
There's a clip online of you doing the quiff.
Yeah, yeah, I know. And it goes for like 4 minutes.
And I watched the full thing. You were like really concentrating.
Well, you got to
get with the Danny Zuko. And there's so much hairspray. My God. And you're the one. I'm going to blame you for the ozone layer because you ruined it.
There's a lot of hairspray and a lot of hair dry movement in that one. That's for sure.
Rocky Horror, such a fun, I saw it last year, such a fun show, amazing production, and Craig McLaughlin is incredible in the lead role as Frank Furter?
Yeah.
And of course, Bert Newton is on the show this year as well. Yes. Take us through you guys' audition process for your roles.
You go, Stephen.
Basically... Got asked to come and audition for the show. We got given the piece Once in a While. Had to sing that. And we go into a room. It was at the Space just off Chapel Street.
Mm-hmm.
And, did singing, acting, and then got a call. Said, would you like to play the role of Brad? It's not that simple. Obviously, my process was like I had to learn the song, had to learn the scenes, and it was very nerve-wracking. And, you have to dress the part and think, oh, am I going to get this? But that's, in a nutshell, that's kind of what I did.
Yeah.
And because your roles, you get down to your underwear, both of you. And it's quite, I guess, confronting, and you feel quite exposed on stage. Everyone looking at you going, oh my goodness.
Yeah, and they often do yell things.
and they probably critique and stuff.
I think the nice thing about Rocky Horror is there is a sense of abandon that you have in the show, and the characters when they are when we are in the underwear, particularly with Janet, it's sort of like an unleashing moment. So you're sort of, I think, you know, the spirit of the transformation that she's going through and the energy that she has is sort of what takes you and takes the energy and makes me feel okay to chuck that lab coat off and be in my tidy whities.
I think one of my favorite scenes, I think it's the beginning of Act Two, with Craig and yourself, Stephen, in bed.
Bedroom scene.
In the bedroom scene. Now, I've met Craig, but I can just imagine he's quite fun and a bit, naughty. Has he tried anything to sort of put you off the lines?
He's very professional, Craig McLaughlin. Absolutely not. He is the worst person 8 shows a week that tries to push me, and he has broken me. It took until Melbourne. All through Sydney season, I was fine, but it took in Melbourne. He goes that extra length every night, and now that he knows that he can get me to laugh... Oh yeah, it's
what
all
did
on.
He do to make you laugh this time?
Well, I don't know if we can say it on radio. there's a certain part of the scene where we're making love,
right?
And certain things happen, when you do that, and he describes it, and it's visual, and seeing things sort of fall from the roof.
He's quite a talented mime.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think just come and see the show because it is something that I'd. You can't really actually explain it. Even if I could, I couldn't justify or give it the weight that it actually has because it's very funny. I'm on the back of the bed when Amy's in bed with Craig.
Yes.
And just the noises. Just the noises alone, I'm laughing back behind the bed. And I say to Amy, you are hysterical just by the pure noises that you're making.
There's so many great songs. I've got this Glee thing.
They did with John Stamos.
Yeah. And there's Damn It, Janet.
Yes.
That's a great song.
That is.
And, of course, the Time Warp is, I mean...
People love it. I love the nice thing is Stephen and I sort of to the side of stage and we're doing a lot of, oh, my goodness, what is this acting? And, in that time, we're actually afforded a glimpse into the audience because the lights kind of go up a little bit on the audience to, I guess, encourage them to have a bit of a wiggle in their seat. And people really do. They can't help themselves. Yeah. They're kind of, even just in the comfort of their, you know, their chair, they keep their arms right to their bodies, but they're doing the arms up time warp and they're shuffling, you know, they're doing the pelvic thrust in their seat. It's quite impressive.
Finally, guys, what's come up for you guys? I know that you are doing Amy, you're doing High Society in Sydney,
I believe.
And you're doing The Sound of Music, Maria, the lead role from December in Sydney before moving to Melbourne, Brisbane, I take it, next year.
Absolutely.
You're excited?
I'm really excited, yeah.
Because couldn't be more excited. Maria is like this iconic role.
Yeah.
Julie Andrews, I mean, no pressure.
Like, exactly right. No, it is. It's a bit of an undertaking, but I'm really excited.
Well, I saw you do the song online at the media call, and it was, you nailed it.
Spot on. Thank you.
You'll have no problems.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and of course, Cameron Dado is
what a dreamboat.
Gorgeous.
I know.
What's with those Dado brothers?
What's with these unattractive leading men? I guess.
I know. And what about you, Stephen? What's after?
I'm taking a big plane to LA. I'm going to move to LA and
really?
Yeah, it's a bit of a shift.
Are we going to lose you to LA?
For a while, yeah.
Oh.
I will always keep Australia's always going to be home, but it's time for me to just try something different. And I applied for a green card, and thank you to the US, they gave it to me, and so I'm going to go give it a crack over there.
So what's the dream? Are you going to go on Broadway? Are you going to try and do Broadway, or is it?
It sounds very corny, but the dream is that my mum could go down to Warringah Mall in Sydney and watch me on the big screen at Hoyts. That's what I'd love to make a movie, but I've said it. It's all in my little bios ever since I've grown up, and my mum would peak for it. So
you want to be in movies?
Yeah, I would love to. I'm knocking on Hugh Jackman's door as soon as I get there to say, I think that you and I could play alongside each other. Yeah.
Get out of my way.
Oh, no.
There's room for both of you.
Exactly. He could play my dad now.
You could grow facial hair. You could be like Wolverine Jr.
Yeah.
It could work.
I'd be fine. I'd even be his busboy. It's
Hey, don't sell yourself short, Steve.
Well, best of luck for everything.
Thank you.
And you also do the Access All Areas magazine.
Access All Areas Australia magazine, yeah.
Give that a plug. That's the media magazine.
It's the media magazine. It's accessallareasaustralia.com. It's an industry go-to magazine for aspiring actors or someone that's just really interested in the entertainment biz.
Fantastic. And Amy, best up for your dream role in Sound of Music and High Society.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Of course, the Rocky Horror Show playing at the Melbourne Comedy Theatre. It's been extended the season to Sunday the 19th of July. And tickets selling really fast. So get along to Ticketmaster to book your tickets. You're going to go about a week and a bit.
And say hi at stage door and have a little selfie with us.
So did you guys like that, the whole stage door thing, and people come and say hi? And
oh, absolutely. It's with our show, though, I think as much as people love us, they're really there for Craig. He is the star of the show, and they it's amazing to see how many people have like kind of followed his career and just think he's wonderful.
I know I have.
Many
neighbours.
Absolutely. So they're beautiful people at stage door, kind of ask us for an autograph, but in the corner of their eye, we kind of know they're waiting
and
for Craig.
And when Craig comes, like,
but you know what? It's fair enough. He does a brilliant job in the show.
Let's play a track from the show. This is the Glee version.
Ooh,
I didn't have the original version, but this is a bit of Glee.
Sure.
A bit of Time Warp. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.